Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
Learning Meseches Tainus Daf Tes. The Gemara says, starts with the Daf, some chesim and beis in the banim, v'omer Reb Yechon ha'maydik siv aser ta'aser. What do we learn from the pasuk of aser ta'aser, the extra loshin? Aser b'shvul shetes asher. Take ma'aser in order that you should become rich. Now, there's a shaila if the Gemara means the regular ma'aser of tefuah, or the Gemara means ma'aser of ksafin, the ma'aser we take from profited money. Pashas Rav Mefarshim understand the Gemara to mean ma'aser of ksafin, like we're going to explain. Taisus brings from the Sifri. Taisus mashmis, how we learned up the Gemara. He says, Hachi isa b'sifri. Aser to aser is called tefuah zaracha, yetzah asad shana shana. Emil tefuah zaracha. You would only think that the tefuah of your field, the tefuah of your seeds, shechayah b'maiser. Ribbis, upramaktya. Interest that you get from goyim, upramaktya, and business gains, uchol sharevachim, and any other type of profit, minayin. Taim loimer is kol. You learn out from his kol. Tavamotz lemeim es tefuascha. Could have just said aser to aser is tefuah zaracha. Why am I kol? What's kol tefuah zaracha? L'rabbis, ribbis, upramaktya. Taisus brings a sefri, which is mashma klar that there is a chiyuv of ma'aser ksafim. The sefri is mashma that learns out from the pasuk. Mashma is deraisa. There is one other makar from divrei chazal to the inyan of ma'aser ksafim, which is the Yushalmi and Peya. It's brought in the Mardechai in Bava Kama, Simon Kuf Tzadik Beis. It's also brought in the Mardechai in the beginning of Bava Basra. That derishes it from the pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, "Kabed es Hashem mehincha, umereish es kol tefuascha." You should be mechabed Hashem from your money and from the reish es kol tefuascha. So Shaman learns it like a hekish that just like the reish es kol tefuascha is a din of taking 1 out of 10, so kabed Hashem mehincha also means to take 1 out of 10 to take meiser. So these are the makaris to the halacha of meiser ksafim, the halacha of taking off, separating a tenth of all the profits and giving it for tzedakah. Now there's a machlokes at Paiskim, it's a machlokes the Bach and the Taz, it's a little bit shleibim kaim, it's not an hilchot tzedakah, it's actually an hilchot trumas, simin shin lamed aleph in Yeridaya. There, the Bach mentions that the dinim that the Tur says in regard to Maiser Ani does not apply to Maiser Ksafim. Maiser Ani is the Maiser which is taken from the Tvuah for every, the third year and the sixth year, and that has to go to the Ani, and there's a lot of dinim the Torah mentioned, Lagami Maiser Ani over there. He says they don't apply to Maiser Ksafim, and his lashon is because Maiser Ksafim don't have a chiyuv, loimi deraisa v'loimi derabanan. There is no chiyuv Maiser Ksafim, there's no chiyuv deraisa, and there's no even chiyuv mi derabanan. That's the lashon of the Bach in Simin Shin Lamed Aleph. The Taz over there says he doesn't understand the Bach. How could he say there's no chiyuv? He says it's mefurish in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch earlier in Simen Reish Mem Tes that there is a chiyuv. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Mem Tes say clearly that one is mechuyev to mafrish meiser a tenth of his money for tzedakah. We'll get to the raya from the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Mem Tes shortly. Vayla, we have this machlokes. The Bach holds there is no chiyuv of meiser ksafim. It's not a chiyuv deraisa derabanan. It's a minig, and the Taz holds there is a chiyuv. Now the Taz is not very clear if the Chiyuv is Midaraisa or Midarabana. Like we said, the Sifri sounds like it's Daraisa. He really dashes it from a pasuk, the Sifri. But a lot of times, the drushes in the Sifri are in a smachta. Very often, Taisus goes and says, Sifri says something seems to learn out from a pasuk. It's in a smachta. It's clear in the Gemara, it's Darabana. So there's a question. This, that you say it's a Chiyuv, is that Daraisa or Darabana? So you will find some places where Ma'aser Ksafim, there's a reference that Ma'aser Ksafim is deraisa. L'mashal, in the Mishnayis in Peya, Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, the Taisus Chadashim, the Mishnayis there, learns up in the Rash in Peya. The way he learns the Rash, the way he learns the Mishnah, he understands that Ma'aser Ksafim is deraisa. Rabbi Kivega Eifanot learns differently. Rabbi Kivega learns clearly that no, that the Rash doesn't mean that Ma'aser Ksafim is deraisa. The Rash holds that Ma'aser Ksafim is derabana. Also, the Chassam Sefer, in Tshuvas Simen Reish Lamed Beis in Yerideya, he learns up in the Maril, very clearly the Maril who holds that Ma'aser has to be given dafka to tzedakah, and it can't be given for any mitzvah, He learns up in that shuva, the Maril holds that it's deraisa. And that's why it has to definitely be given to tzedakah. If you give it to any other mitzvah, you're stealing from Naniyim. Tzedek Sam Seif in Tshuva Reish Lamed Beis learns the Maril. The Tzedek Sam Seif himself in the previous Tshuva, in Tshuva Reish Lamed Aleph, learns the Hedya Faket. He learns the Hedya in the Maril that there is no Chiv. And the Maril is Mefurish himself in Simon and Dal. He says Mefurish, Am I Sikhsafim is Darabonat. Tshuva's Pri Yitzchak, Chelek Beis Simach Avzayin, is Marir that on the Chsam Sefer. The Maril is Mefurish that Am I Sikhsafim is Darabonat. Also, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simon Reisham testifies when he brings down the Taz that holds that Ma'isik Sofim is a Chiv, he brings it down, Kilo the Taz said that Ma'isik Sofim is Chiv der Aysa. Aruch HaShulchan argues on the Taz, he holds like the Bach, that it's not a Chiv, and like we'll see, most places can hold that way, but he Akoponim understood in the Taz that the Taz held that it was a Chiv der Aysa. I didn't really find anyone that says with a Clarkite that he holds it's der Aysa. Which is the Teis Kadashim holds that the Rash holds it's their Isa, and the Seif in one Tshuva holds the Maril holds it's their Isa, and the Aruch HaShulchan in the place seems to say the Taz holds it's their Isa, but Al Kapanim, there is a Tzad Al Kapanim that is their Isa. Lemaisa, the Chavis Yor brings a Tshuva from Rav David Oppenheim. Chavis Yor Simon Reish Chavdal, Rav David Oppenheim learns that it's their Abanan, and the Sifri is an Asmachta. And the Neidim Yudah also, in the Yardei Simen Ein Gimel, is mashman that it's a chiv, but he says mefurish that it's a chiv derabanan. And they would neman that the Sifri is an esmachta. Yishalmi is learning it out from a pasuk in Mishlei. It could be it's an esmachta, or it could be that since it's learned out from Mishlei, it's not in the Torah, that also would be called derabanan. But this is all with the sheet of the Taz, that Ma'isik Sofim is mamash a chiv. So there, you find, Iker, it sounds, Iker Paiskim Neman, that even if it's Mamash Achiv, it's Achiv Derabbanan, although there is a Tzad that it's Achiv Deraisa, like Taisis, like the Pashas Mashmois, that is the free that learns it out from a Pasuk. But Rav Paiskim Lemaisa Neman, like the Bach, that it's Bechlal Man Achiv, not Mi Deraisa, and not Mi Derabbanan. And the emphasis is the Makar Edim Yishenim, the Chuvis Merim Rittenberg, Simen Ayin Dalad, is Mefurish that it's not Achiv. And that's how the Chavis Yor himself names on, not like Rav David Oppenheim, the Tshuva that he brings, he himself names on that there is no Chiv. And that's also how the Tshuva Pnei Yeshua, Simen Samach Beis, names on. Also, the Shelas Yaivitz, Chelik Aleph, Simen Aleph, he names on Klor, that there's no Chiv at all. And also the Shus Yankov, Chelik Beis, Simen Pehei. So this is what Kama G'dayli Achreinim say. Now that the Taz had a Kasha, he says that the Shulchan Aruch, which is really from the Rambam and the Tur also, in Simen Reishim Tes, he says Mefurish it is a Chiv, so the Achreinim say Fakert, the Shulchan Aruch, and consequently the Tur and the Rambam are Mefurish that there's no Chiv. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, Shin is Sinasa, Im Yadim HaSeges Yidin Kivitzorich Aniyim, if he has enough money, he should give all what the Aniyim need. Vim Ein Yadim HaSeges Kolkach, if he doesn't have enough money to give all what the Aniyim need, Nidin Ad Chaymish Nechas of Mitzvah Min HaMufchar, a fifth is a Mitzvah Min HaMufchar, the Echad Me'asara, a tenth, is a Mida Beininus. Pachas Mikan, less than that, is a Ayin Ra, is a stinginess. So, Tainet Achreinim, it's not Mashmet, all there's a Chiv. The Shulchan Aruch is discussing how much money you should give at Tzedakah. Shulchan Aruch says, recommended Mitzvah Mufka give a fifth of all your money. And you want the Mida Beininus, the average thing is a tenth. Less than that, there's a Mida Ra, is a stinginess, it's Ayin Ra. I wouldn't say that less than a tenth is, you're not Yetzi, you're Chiv Tzedakah, you're being over on a mitzvah, you're being over on a Chiv Deraisa, or even a Chiv Derabanan. It says the Mida Beinness is a tenth, and if you do less, it's Ayin Ra, just like by Truma. When it says you take off, it says the Ayin Yof is a 40th, Beinness is a 50th, Ayin Ra is a 60th. There's not enough value, you're not being over anything by doing a 60th, you're just doing a Mida Ra. So too here. So that's Fakert. The Mashmoy says that there is no Chiv. And that it is a free, is Mashman is a Chiv, or even if it's an Asmach, that's Mashman is a Chiv, there are Abanan. They say two things. First of all, if in Shas Bavli it's never mentioned Bechlau as any sort of a Chiv, the only Makar might be from Agamara, which Agamara Bechlau is not Mashma Chiv, it just is Asa Beshulsha Desasher, that you'll get money, you'll get rich from it. It doesn't say clearly that it's a Chiv. And there's no Klar Gemara that mentions the Chiv. So you can't bring a raya from the Sefri to a Chiv when it's not in the Shas Bavli Bechlau. And second, they bring that the Medish Tanchuma and the Yalkut Shemaini says it a little differently. They say a Lashon of Asa to Asa, Asa B'Shul Shetas Asher, like Agamara says, Remez L'Mefer Sheyam Mu'Prakmatim It's a remez to the people that make money, that make business, to take 1/10 of their amalei Torah for people who are toil in Torah. Lashon remez, tainis nachreinim, is a mashmois, that's just a remez ba'alma. It's not even a smachta for a chiv der rabbanon. It's just a remez ba'alma to a minig that Klal Yisrael does, that they take off 1/10 for amalei Torah. So it's not a chiv. And that seems to be the Psak Halacha. That's at Aruch HaShulchan Paskin Simnei Shem Tes. That's what it says in the Havas Chesed from the Chavetz Chaim. In Perik Elik Sheni, Perik Yates, we discusses the whole dinim and inyanim of Meiser. And that's how Reb Chaim Knievsky names on in Derech Hamuna, in Perik Zayin Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, that it's not a chiv. Well, Meiser, they do taina. It's a very important thing. It's a very big inyan. It's also a big school of Rashiris, like the Gemara says. And you're certainly not going to lose any money for it. And everyone of Adler should do it. But not an avarian if you don't do it. Now, there are a lot of different shilas that the Paiskim discuss in the inyan of Maisa Ksafim. We'll discuss a little bit. We'll discuss some of them. First, the question is, do you have to dafka give it to tzedakah to anim, or could you give it to any mitzvah? The Maril, which is born in the Dakimation Simon Reshim test, says that you cannot give it for any mitzvah. You can't give it for Neiris in the Beis HaKnesses, he says, or other mitzvahs. It's for Aniyim. You can't take Mois Aniyim and give it for Mois for the Beis HaKnesses. That's what the Maril says, and it's put in the Ramah in Simon Reshim test Sif Aleph. The Drisha over there, and the Marshal, brings him a Tshuvas Rabbeinu Menachem that says you could do it for a dry mitzvah. It's not only for Aniyim, it's for any type of a mitzvah. Now, there are two different tshuvas Chassam Seifers on this, and Yeridei is Simon Reish Lam and Beis, and Yeridei is Simon Reish Lam and Aleph, the one right before it. And like we mentioned before, that there's a steer between the two. In Simon Reish Lam and Beis, he wants to learn that the machloikis between the Maril and the tshuvas Maram that they bring is Gufa, and that machloikis in the Taz and the Bach that we mentioned. The Maril holds that it's a Chiyiv. If you hold it's a Chiyiv, so chiyuv means it has to be given to aniyim. That's gufa de chiyuv. So mel avadi, you can't give it to anyone else. You're stealing from the mayis aniyim. Mashen kein the tshuvas Rav Menachem, and that's how the Shach Lemzon and the Marshal holds it's not a chiyuv. If it's not a chiyuv, it's just an inyan to take meiser. So you can't say that he can't use it for a dvar mitzvah. Who's stopping him? He doesn't have to take meiser altogether. So they hold that avadi mekayim the inyan of meiser, even if you don't give it for aniyim, whatever you give the meiser for. In Simon Reish Lam and Aleph, he learns that even the Maril and the Ramah, the Pas and the Maril, also holds it's not a Chiyuv. But the Pshat and the Ramah and the Pshat and the Maril is that we're discussing somebody who is Mechayiv himself. In other words, about Maisa Ksofim is an Inyan, so if you do it three times, it's like an edit to do a Davat Taiv. So already it becomes a Chiyuv. You could become a Chiyuv on your day that you're Noig with the Maisa. So if you are Noig always to give your Maisa to Aniyim, and now you decide to change and give it for a Dvar Mitzvah, you already mechayiv yourself anim, now you can't change anymore. Mashein kein, the tshuvas maram is tumah metchila. When you first decide to give maisa, you want to give part of it for a mitzvah, that you're allowed to do. Vibalt, it's not a chiv. Akabana, both tshuvas naman, that if you hold it's not a chiv, and like we said, it sounds like the ikab sak is not a chiv, so mel, you can give it for a mitzvah. But it's only if you weren't mechayiv yourself, and this is what the Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed says also. You have to metchila, when you first decide to give ma'aser, you have to metchila make up that you're not giving ma'aser dafka to aniyim, you're giving it to other mitzvahs also, and then you give it to other mitzvahs, because if metchila you made up that you're going to give dafka to aniyim, that could become like a nether, and then you'd have to give it dafka to aniyim. Another discussion the Biskei Tshuva brings, what's the din if you have a hefzit and you also have a revach? Let's say the pshaz, you made a lot of money one day, and the next day you lost some money. So do you take off the hefzit from the revach? So he brings different shittas b'zeh. One shittah is it's totally when you make the cheshbon. When the business has a time when it makes a cheshbon, whenever you make the cheshbon, so then you can be mechash of all the hefs and revach of that time, because that's called your revach. He brings an idea that it's totally in the year. It's like a yetzah sada shana shana. Each year is a different cheshbon. Every year has its own sum total of the hefs and the revach, whatever comes out. He also brings a tshuvas neid b'yudah, which has a discussion. What if somebody constantly gives tzedakah, and he's constantly maviach, and he keeps the cheshbon. He keeps the cheshbon of how much tzedakah he gives. He keeps the cheshbon how much he's maviach. And then every once in a while he makes the cheshbon. Where is he holding in his meiser? So if he needs to give more meiser, so he can now go and take some more money, give it to tzedakah. But let's say he gave more tzedakah he overjoyed his meiser. He already gave $1,000 at tzedakah, and he didn't have that revach yet, and now he's in maviach more. So could he deduct what he already gave beforehand for meiser? So Yehuda is like very bothered with this thing. He says if other people do it all the time, they give tzedakah and then they apply that tzedakah to meiser or future revachim, but he says he doesn't understand why it should work. L'chayr, you have to give meiser after you have the revach. Whatever money he gave to tzedakah beforehand, that was given already. How could that be applied to the meiser of the revach that you're going to make afterwards? So now Yehuda says, he brings the Gemara in Gittin, that if it says, if you lend an ani money, and then you say, then I have meiser ani, instead of giving it to the ani, I'll just keep it for myself and be meichelim the loan. So you're allowed to do it. The Gemara explains why. Even though L'chayr never gave him the meiser ani, the Gemara says, asu shein zeicha kezeicha, the Gemara says reasons why you're allowed to do that. So he says, L'chayr, it's not in Gansan a complete dinyan here, because there you actually lent him the money, he owes you the money. And now that you take off the Meiser Ani, you're being meichel him the money that he owes you. Mashenken here, you gave it completely for tzedakah, it's his. He doesn't owe you anything. So again, how could you apply the money that you gave already for the Meiser that you're going to be marviach? But he says, it could be that's a stam das. So yes, you want to do this. So yes, you want to give tzedakah and then afterwards apply for the Meiser, you're going to make the revach afterwards. So Mele blives like Alva. He mutches about it though. The Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed said, that's all if you hold that Meiser is a chiv. If you hold Zechiv, then you have a problem. How can Mekai Mechiv if you prepay it? But if you hold it's just an Indian, he doesn't think it's a problem. If it's just an Indian, so you can do it that way. That's the way you want to be Mekai, the Indian of Meiser, by prepaying the Meiser, that's fine. He just says, again, you have to make sure if you're ready Mechaiv yourself in Meiser by doing it, it's like a nether to give Meiser, so it became Mechiv already. Once it became Mechiv, then you have this big problem that's hard to be Yetzir the Chiv of Meiser by giving the Meiser before you even earn the money. That's not Meiser. Hashaken, if you make up before that this is how I want to give Meiser, that I want to give Tzedakah whenever I need to give Tzedakah, and I could apply the Tzedakah that I give to later Revachim for Meiser, then it's not a problem at all, you could do such a thing. The Kama other Shailas of Meiser Ksafim, some of it's brought there in the Havas Chesed, like we said in Chelek Beis Perek Yates, some of it's brought in Derech Hamunah from Chaim Knievsky in Perek Zayin of Vilchus Matnes Aniyim, Halacha Hei, where there he brings down a lot of Halachas about Meiser Ksafim. He's also mitzayin there in the Bialacha to two different svarim. There's a sefer called Meiser Ksafim, a sefer called Tzedakah u'Mishpat. Many, many different halachas. We can't go into them now. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Asher Rabbi Yechanan li'inuka de Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan found the son of Rish Lakish. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan told the son of Rish Lakish, Emlei psukach tami yapasuk. Amalei aser to aser. The pasuk I'm learning now is aser to aser. Amalei, so the Inuka told Rabbi Yechanan, my aser to aser. What does it mean, aser to aser? Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan told him back, aser b'shul shetis asher. That the reason why the pasuk is aser to aser is like his drasha, b'shul shetis asher, so you can get rich from giving ma'aser. Amalei, so the Inuka said, minolach. How do you know that? How do you know you get rich from giving ma'aser? Amalei Rabbi Yechanan told him back, Zilnasi, go try it out. You try it out, you'll see, you'll get rich. Amalei, Mishayil Nesil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Inuka asked him, is it mutter to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu? V'aksiv Leisanasu as Hashem. It says a pasuk in Veschanan, Leisanasu as Hashem, you're not allowed to test Hashem. So, in this Gemara, it's mashma on Isser, that there's an Isser, they learn that from the pasuk, Leisanasu as Hashem, they're not allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Except for the exception that the Gemara makes, like Rabbi Yechanan answered him back. Kama Rishayim bring this Isser, the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan, the Yireim and Simen Shin Samach Aleph, the Sefer Achinuch, they all bring the Mitzvah of Leisanasu, the Rabbeinu Yain and Shari Tshuva, and Shar Gimel, they all bring the Mitzvah of Leisanasu the way the Gemara brings it. That it's usher to go and do a mitzvah and be testing Hashem, will he give you the schar for the mitzvah? And you find in the Rishayim two timing for the mitzvah. Notice, I think it's two different hagdaris to understand the mitzvah. The Sefer Yireim says, and this is how the Meiri and our Sugya says it also, that it's an inyan that you now be work on Nas L'Kabal Pras. He says a lashon umizeh hamikra sheninu because of the pasuk leisanasu. That's where the Mishnah came from. Atiu kavadim shamshes rava manasa kavu pras elheyu kavadim shemeshamshes rav sheloyam menasel kabel pras, and he explains how menasel kabel pras is shemenasel v'chayshev imekabel pras over mitzvah achas. And he says, al tiyu kavodim she'ikim achshavtim lekabel pras. In other words, the inyan of being menasel Hashem is the pshat that I'm doing the mitzvah, my whole kavon is dafka for the pras. I don't have any other kavon in the mitzvah, and that's also because that's on menasel kabel pras. That's what Sefer Yireim says, that the Me'iri also says the same lashon on our sugya. And he says, "Im yashu mitzvah seifas chaylova v'loy she'tiyu la'soysa amanas kach, ela sheftichem al kach." That you're not allowed to do mitzvahs just for schar. Yeah, you're going to get a schar, but the mitzvahs have to be done l'shma. That's the issue of loy senasu. That's how they're learning up. In the Sefer HaChinuch, it's mashma divin vart. The Sefer HaChinuch is mashma vart. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, the tam misra in saying the mitzvahs is it nation? Schar mitzvahs ain't by l'mazet. The schar mitzvahs not by l'mazet. In other words, Hashem doesn't want you to challenge him and saying, listen, I'm going to do a mitzvah and I want you to give me schar. I want you to prove to me that there's schar for a mitzvah. I don't know if there's schar for a mitzvah, the Eibush is saying. Well, I've never could be schar. Schar mitzvah by Al-Malekah. Could be after wait for Lam Haba for the schar. It's a different vart. It's a different vart of Nesayin. That vart of Nesayin is I'm doing the mitzvah specifically for the schar. I don't have any other motive. That's Aser. If a chinuch is a vart, don't challenge Hashem to give you schar for the mitzvah. He'll have to if he wants to give by lemazet. Schar mitzvah by al-malekah. The Ramban al Torah says both timeim. The Ramban says, "L'chein also deres l'nasas atayra neviim, ke'ein roi lav and Hashem al derech is stopik, a shelus meifis v'nesayin." It's not roi to be oivin Hashem, but with a suffix, what Hashem has to prove to you. Ke'ein rotzen Hashem ma'asas nisim chadam chaleis. Hashem doesn't want to make nisim, so it's dumb, because Hashem's not going to do it. Hashem doesn't want to be challenged. Hashem doesn't necessarily want to come through. But then he says another thing, vein roi loiv the almanas l'kabel pras. Didn't be oivid Hashem almanas l'kabel pras, so ula yimtzev adosev lechta b'dakhtar tzar v'osan, roi shekabel kol kamish b'tzedek. Sometimes you might find that the Yiddishkeit doesn't go so good. Avodas Hashem ends up with problems, but still, you makabel everything. The Eibush is the Eibush, it's his. He's the boss, you even him no matter what. So you see these two inyanim in Laisanasu. So like we said, Kamar Yishayinim bring this Isser in the Makaris of Miskamari here, but the Rambam never brings such an Isser. The Rambam brings the Pasuk Laisanasu, both in Sefer Mitzvahs and at the end of Hilchas Yisrael the Atera, as a different Isser. The Isser is to test Nevi'im. He says a Navi has to be tested. You can't trust anyone that just says they're a Navi. They have to do an Isser Meifis, they have to do a different Meifisim. He describes the process of how a Navi has to prove himself. But he says, once a Navi proves himself, two or three times, that's it. Then you believe he's a Navi, you don't test him further. You don't constantly keep on trying to get more and more Mefsim, keep on trying to mistabit, keep on trying to get him to prove himself. Excessive testing of a Navi is Aser, that's Leisanasos Hashem Lekechem, Kashinisisim B'masam, like the Pasuk says, that they tested Moshe Rabbeinu to see if he's still a good Navi. So the Rambam is saying a different word. Nothing to do with testing Hashem if he'll give you schar for mitzvahs, but testing a Navi to see if the Navi is an authentic Navi. The emphasis of the Mefarshim are bothered why the Rambam never brought this din that you could test for the Inyan of Meister Ksofim, like the Gemara says. For the Inyan of Meister, you're allowed to test. Why did the Rambam never bring this din? Not in Hilchas Matnasanim, not in Hilchas Meisters. He never brings this din. Because the Rambam never brings it in that you're not allowed to test by other mitzvahs. Laisanasu, according to the Rambam, doesn't mean that you're not allowed to test Hashem to do a mitzvah and test if Hashem will give you the schar. Laisanasu means you're not allowed to test a Navi, to ask a Navi for further proof once he proves himself. Then Hashai Lizachai, Agamar is Mefurish, that there's an Issa of Laisanasu to test Hashem if he gets schar for mitzvahs. As I found in the Mefurishim. Now, the Sefer HaChinuch and the Ramban, they bring both. They bring both in Yonim. They bring the Rambam Leisanasu and the Me'iri Yosef Eifenart. They bring the Rambam Leisanasu, you can't test the Navi to see if he's a good Navi more excessively. And they also bring Leisanasu and you can't test to see if Hashem will give his schar for a mitzvah. Smag and the Smack, and the Ben Yonim and Shari Tshuva and the Urayim, they only bring this din of testing Hashem to see if he'll give his schar for a mitzvah. They don't bring down the din of testing a Navi altogether. But the Rambam only brings the Lagabi testing a Navi. There's also a sheet that Reb Sadi Goyin in Munasadei is Shair Shvi, that Reb Sadi Goyin says in Munasadei Shair Shvi that Loisanasu as Hashem is only when you're testing to see if Hashem is capable of doing it, if Hashem is capable of doing something. There is an issue of Loisanasu as Hashem. And he brings the Pasuk in Tilim, Vayanusa Kel Bulvava Mayucha Kel Arach Shulcham Amidbar, that they want to know if Hashem capable b'chlal of doing these nisim. That's an Isser. Now, Shankin, if you're testing, if you're roy to get schar If you're testing if the person's right, you know Hashem can give schar. But you're testing, are you right to give schar? Then there's no issur. And it brings the raya from Gideon. Now Gideon, it says in Shaiftim Perek Vav, it says that Gideon wanted to see if Hashem will make a nace. So he said, he tested Hashem, he put some wool on the ground, and he said if the wool becomes wet and the ground remains dry, that will be a proof that Hashem will do the nest. And the opposite, if the wool is dry and the ground is wet, Gideon may test. The Teretz says, he says, what's up, how could Gideon do like Sinasus Hashem? The Teretz says, Gideon wasn't testing if Hashem is capable of doing Nisim. He knew Hashem is capable of doing Nisim. He was testing if Klal Yisrael was right for Nisim. Radak brings that in Shaiftim. It's in Perek Vav, Pasuk Lametes. He brings this Rapsad Yigayim. The problem is, again, the same problem we have with the Rambam. What's Pshat in the Gemara here is Mavur, that Rabbi Yechanan said the schar for Asher B'shul to Sasha, the schar of taking my Susie, you get rich, and he said, go test it. And the Nuka asked him, how you allowed to test this? It's like Snas was Hashem. Even though they're not testing if Hashem is capable of making someone rich, Avada knew Hashem is capable of making someone rich. They were just testing to see if it will be a schar for the mitzvah. So the chai has a shtim with the psa'id yigayin. It's very much in Shver. Now, Baruch official Perlau, and his sefer mitzvahs to the psa'id yigayin, and the loisei kovchav zayin, he wants to answer both the Rambam and the psa'id yigayin, that they learned up that the Gemara doesn't mean there's a special exception for Meiser, that by Meiser there's a special exception, you're allowed to test Hashem Lagabe Meiser. That's not Pshat in the Gemara. The Pshat in the Gemara is that Leisenasu doesn't mean testing Hashem for giving Skar in the mitzvahs. Either like a Psa Digayin, the Leisenasu is only when you're doubting the capability of Hashem, or like the Rambam, the Leisenasu is only when you're trying to see if a Navi is really a good Navi and you're overly testing him. But Eichlin answered the Anuka chutz mizu, he meant that this type of testing by all mitzvahs, not chutz mizu, that this particular mitzvah is different, you're allowed to test with this mitzvah. Chutz mizu means all mitzvahs you're allowed to test. You're allowed to test if Hashem is going to give you schar in a mitzvah, because like a psa'id yigayin, you're not testing the capability of Hashem, like the Rambam, because you're not testing a Navi. That's a pshat chutz mizu. It's a bissel deichik in the Gemara, but this is what the Yeruchim Fisher Perla says to answer the Rambam in the Smag. According to them, there's bechlal no isser of testing of Hashem will give you schar for the mitzvah. Like a psa'id yigayin, the whole isser is just testing the capability of Hashem, and like the Rambam, the whole isser is testing whether somebody's a Navi. Like we said, Rav Vishenim do bring this Gemara, Kipshutai, that there's the isser of testing of Hashem will give you schar for the mitzvah, the smag, Lavandala, the smag, Simin Yudches, the Ireim, Shin Samach Aleph. It's also clear in the Tur that the Tur, when he says that in Stucky, a lot of tests, is Mefurish in the Tur, Yeridei Simin Reshim Zayin. It's like we said in the Shari Tshuva, Shashlishi Simon Lamed, and in Kama other Rishayim that there is an Isser to test if Hashem will give a sky for the mitzvahs. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The question that the Yenuka asked him was, "Umi Sharil Nisui LaKadosh Baruch Hu, is it mutter to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu?" So Rabbi Eichlin's answer was, "Amli Hachamar Abayishia." This is what Abayishia said, "Chutz Mizu." In this Indian, you're allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shneim Avius Kol HaMaisel Beis Haitzer. Bring all the Maiser to the storage house. V'taref B'beisi. And there'll be food in my house. U'b'chanuni na b'zayis. And test me in this Arm Hashem Tzvokais. Test me with this. Im le'eftach l'chaim esrubas Hashemayim. If I will not open the windows of heaven. V'rekais l'chaim bracha ad b'lidai. And I'll empty out to you bracha ad b'lidai. Like the Gemara says, until you're tired of saying dai. The Gemara says that this is an exception to the rule where you normally not allowed to test Hashem, and this is an exception to the rule where you're allowed to test Hashem. Why is this mitzvah of Meiser an exception to the rule? So the Sefer Achinuch says that it's because this time it's guaranteed. His lashon is v'atam b'zeh kinyan shekas of mal v'Hashem chaynen dal. Like the pasuk says, someone is lending Hashem when he does good to a poor person. Kolaymer. In the Einu Akel Baruch Hu, that Hashem is telling us, when we give parnasa to the Mesharisim of the Asmat Meisim, Nimsa Tehelis Baruch Hu Meimeinu Al Kol Panim, we're going to have a benefit and a blessing in our money, no matter what. So here, the Ashiris is guaranteed. So that's why there's no Issa in testing Hashem. Now, the Chinuch is L'shitasai. The Chinuch learned that the Gedder of the Issa of L'Isanasu is, like we said before, because Hashem doesn't want to be tested, because he Lav Dafka wants to give Skar Bailam Azeh, Skar Mitzvah Bail Maleka, Lav Dafka, he's going to pass the test. He has other Cheshbonos, whether he's going to give Skar for the Mitzvah or not. The Vadi is going to get the Skar eventually anyway, but Lav Dafka, you can be able to see Bailam Azeh the Skar. Here's an exception, because this mitzvah is different. This mitzvah, you definitely guaranteed will see the scar. So mamela, that's why it's mutter to test. But if you hold, like the time of the safety rain, like we mentioned, like the Meiri, that says that the reason why you're not allowed to test Hashem is because it's almanas l'kabel pras. Is because that shows that you're only doing the mitzvah for the sky. You don't have other, you're not doing the mitzvah for Eidus Hashem, you're just doing the mitzvah for the sky. So then the Chayyid Chinuch's time wouldn't be a good time. Even if the sky is guaranteed, but still I'm an Asla Kabbal Press. So why then is this mitzvah an exception? So the emphasis is another time that's mentioned in the Mefarshim. The Radvaz, in Shuv Yisrael Gimel, Simon Taftav Pei Gimel, he says that the reason is because Kedei this should be Harvachim for the Aniyim. He says, "V'tamid the Muslim shem takanas aniyim." It's for the help of aniyim. He tells too that since you see you'll have to be menasa Hashem in the midst of staka, and the reason is because Hashem waives the isser of being menasa in order to help the aniyim. So Melahua did another thing that he's discussing, the inyan of not making the darim. He says, if a person wouldn't give staka without a neder, he should make a neder in order to help him give staka. Because even though normally it's not right to make a neder, but since you see that you're allowed to even be menasa Hashem, and all that is caused for takanas aniyim, so hu adin, you're allowed to make a neder. Because for takanas aniyim, you could do things you otherwise wouldn't be able to do. So their advisors, Tom, could fit, even if you hold like the Uraim, that the reason why you can't be menasa is because it's a menasa kamal press, but the verdict is that when it comes, when someone else is benefiting it, when it comes to helping poor people, so you're allowed to do a menasa kamal press. At least let the aniyim benefit, even if you're doing it on Manasseh Kabbal Press. So those are the two taimim why this is an exception, and it parallels the two taimim why is this in a sign. If you hold this in a sign is because the Eibush doesn't want nisyon, is because Lav Dafi doesn't give schar. So then the taim why this is an exception is like the Sefer Chinuch, because here you're going to get the schar. There is no the Eibush to make sure to give schar no matter what. If you hold the taim is also Manasseh because it's on Manasseh Kabbal Press, so then you're going to have to say the advisor's reason. That for takanas aniyim, you're allowed to do it on menas l'kabel pras. Now, there's a machlokes at Peskim. It's actually a three-way machlokes. Which mitzvah exactly is the exception? The Tur in Siman Reishim Zayin says that the mitzvah of tztaka is an exception. He doesn't say meiser. He says the mitzvah of tztaka is an exception. Giving tztaka, you're allowed to be menas Hashem. You're allowed to give tztaka al menas that Hashem is going to pay you back and make you rich from giving tztaka. The Beis Yosef Eifenart says that he doesn't see that in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Meister. Meister you're allowed to do. Doesn't say Tztaka. It says Meister. Only the mitzvah of Meister, the inyan of Meister, that you're allowed to be Menasseh, not the mitzvah of Tztaka B'chalal. So the Ramah then, Simon Reishim Zayin, brings it as 2 days. He brings 1 day that the mitzvah of Tztaka, you're allowed to be Menasseh. You're allowed to give Tztaka and say, I'm giving Tztaka and I want that Hashem, challenging Hashem to make me rich because I'm giving Tztaka. And that's Mutter. And he says another day, they know, the Beis Yosef's day, it's only the mitzvah of Meiser, not the mitzvah of Tzedakah. It's interesting, there's a steer of Rabbeinu Yaina l'gabi this. Rabbeinu Yaina in Shar Gimel, Islamid, where he talks about Leis Nasu, he says clearly he can't be Manasseh in the mitzvah of Tzedakah. He says clearly he can't be Manasseh in the mitzvah of Tzedakah that you'll become an usher for giving Tzedakah. He says only in the mitzvah of Meiser. In Zagamar, the mitzvah of Meiser you're allowed to, but when he says the Isser, he clearly enumerates that you can't give tztaka, al menasa you'll get rich. But in Pirkei Avos, in the Pirush Ben Yonah Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah of Maisris Yag Lo'isher, Perek Gimel Mishnah Yid Gimel, there Ben Yonah clearly says that tztaka has the same din of Maisr, like the Tur, and you're allowed to be menasa Hashem with tztaka also. Now, the Piskei Tshuva, in Simon Reishim Zayin, brings a third shita. He brings Achreinim, he brings the Sheilas Yavitz, and he brings the Shlon, and he brings the Mishnah Chachamim. And they all say that even for Meiser Ksafim, you're not allowed to be test Hashem. Only Dafka for Meiser of Tvua. The whole din is like what the Pasuk says, B'chanunin ha'vizayis, if you was a Meiser of Beis Ha'itzel, l'chayis a Meiser of Tvua. And there's no din of testing. Even Meiser Ksafim, there's no din of testing. That's what Kama Achreinim say. But L'Meiser, Halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch l'chayir, not like the Achreinim. In fact, like we mentioned, Rabbeinu Yoina in Pirkei Avos is Mefurish, that Tzedakah is also. Well, Vadzeh, the Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed, Chelek Beis Perek Yates, he says that Tosis and also the Arzurua and other Rishonim that learn up that when Rabbi Yechanan said Aser B'Shul Shedis Aser, he means Ma'aser Ksafim, so it's Mefurish and Agamar, the Lagabi Ma'aser Ksafim, it could be Manasseh. The Achrayim that learn out the way would have to learn up the Gemara of Aser B'Shul Shedis Aser is only Tomei Ma'aser of Tvua. He's not talking about Ma'isik Safim. Because the Gemara is Mefurish that on Rabbi Yochanan's Memer of Asa B'Shul Shetis Asher, you're allowed to test. So it's Mefurish in the Gemara that you're allowed to test for whatever Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. So these are Chayim L'Chayim will have to learn up Rabbi Yochanan that it means Ma'isik Tfuah. But the Ma'isik Rishayim, Taisis, there's a rule, other Rishayim that learn that Rabbi Yochanan means Ma'isik Safim, then it's Mefurish in the Gemara that Al-Kapanim Ma'isik Safim, Yizich allowed to be Manasseh. Only Shaili Sam Staka. Now it's interesting, there's a Gemara in Psachim that says that someone who gives stock on Manasseh Yichya B'ni, Manasseh Eskel Chayil Mabah, he raised a tzadik gomer. If he gives stock in order that his son should live, he's a tzadik gomer. Taizdir asked the Kasha, what happened to the din if you have to be Eivet Shalayel Manasseh L'Kabbal Pras? And Taizdir says that that's talking about when you tell Rishaynis. If your whole purpose is L'Kabbal Pras, and if you don't get the Pras that you want, you're going to have Charata from doing the mitzvah altogether, that's Aser. That's on Manasseh L'Kabbal Pras. Mashayin Kain, if you're doing it, you want Daka Pras, but it doesn't matter, even if you don't get the reward that you want, you're doing the mitzvah for Eidus Hashem, you don't mind. So then, even though you Daka have a mind that you should get a Pras, you should get a certain reward, that's okay. That's what Taisus says. The Mashayin, if not, asks the Kasha, that what's Taisus Kasha? Here's an exception. Stock is an exception. Stock is an exception. You're allowed to do stock on Manasseh, you'll get rich. So tzedakah is an exception because it says here, b'chanuni no b'zayis, you're allowed to be Manasseh Shem, you're allowed to do tzedakah of Manasseh to get rich. So what's Taisus Kasha? Does Kam Rishayim say exactly like Taisus? The Snag and the Sefer HaChinuch and other Rishayim, when they bring down the din of Leisinasu, they ask Mamish Taisus Kasha. It says Leisinasu, so what's the pshat in the Gemara that says you can give tzedakah of Manasseh Yechiyah B'ni? And they say, we're talking about where the pshat is there, he'll do it anyway. He'll give tzedakah either way. He's not being tayal the Rishaynis. He wants some Manasseh Yichya B'ni, Avad, he wants that tzedakah should be payal the Yeshua that he needs. But the pshat is, he'll give the tzedakah either way. Then, l'chay, you have the same kasha, the mashal's kasha, the mashal, the mashal, the smak. Also ask the same kasha, that what's the Rishaynim's kasha? Tzedakah is an exception. So the mashal, on the smak, he says, like the Beis Yosef, in one teretz, that stock is not the exception, Meiser's the exception. We're not talking about Meiser, we're saying sell is the stock, it's not Meiser. So that would be like the Beis Yosef, like one pshat in the Ramah, that you can only test with Meiser, you can't test with Sam Stocker. But the Mashal says the Teretz, the Mashal also says his Teretz, that the only thing you could test is for Ashiris. The only schar that you could test for is Ashiris. You can't make up any schar that you want and say that you're testing for that particular schar. Ashiris is allowed, Mashenk and other things are not allowed. So that's another teretz in the kasha, and that would stem with the Torah, even if you say you could test with tzedakah, not just meiser, but the only test you could do is the test for Ashiris. That you can give tzedakah al manasseh, you'll get Ashiris. You could be manasseh in that oifen, but you can't give tzedakah al manasseh for other schar. But in the case, we're not being tayal the Rishaynis like the Rishaynim's teretz. I said the Radvaz in the tshuva that we mentioned, Chayal Gimel Simon Taftav Pei Gimel, and also the Medrash Shmuel in Perkei Avos on the Mishnah of Altiyah Kavod, the Mishnah Perek Alf Mishnah Gimel. They neman that is good for the pshat in the Gemara, that the reason why you could do it on Manasseh Yichyah B'ni is because you could test with tzedakah. Vaishas, they're very makel. They hold that you could test with tzedakah, not just Meiser, and you could even test with other skar, not just the skar of Ashiris. We said, all the Rishayim, Taisus and the Smag and the Sefer HaChinuch and the Irem, all the Rishayim that ask the kasha of a Manasseh Yichyah B'ni, and the answer is only when you're not telling Rishayim, Vaishas held that the way. They either have to say, like the Beis Yosef, like the Marshal, that testing is dafka by Meiser and not by tzedakah, or you could say like the Marashah, to stem with the Torah, the testing is dafka by Ashiris, not by other skar. And now one more nekuda. The Gemara in Amud Beis, Tess Amud Beis, brings a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about where the rain comes from. The Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Ime kol olam kulay mimei me'akianis u'sheise. The whole world drinks from the waters of the ocean. And he brings the pasuk Azariah, Amlar Bishua Valoy Meme Akianis Muluchamein. How could it be the rain's coming from the Meme Akianis? The Meme Akianis is the salty water. And the rain is not salty. So Bishua said, Amlay Namtakin Ba'avim. The water becomes sweeter, gets purified, the salt gets out of the wood in the clouds. And Bishua Imakalam Kulmi Mayim Al Yainim Mushaisa. That the water, the rain comes from the Mayim Al Yainim, the water above the Rikia, that comes down and becomes rain. That's the machlokes. Now, there's an interesting kasha from the Chasam Sofer. He has a kasha from this Gemara in the Shita of the Marik. I'll explain a little bit the akdama to the kasha. In Hilchos Mikvais, there are two things. There's a mayan and there's a mikveh. They have different dinim. A mayan is a spring water, and a mikveh is a collection of rainwater. If the water comes from a spring in the ground, so then it's a mayan. But if the water comes from the rain and it gets collected, the rainwater gets collected, then it's a mikveh. One of the differences between a mayan and a mikveh is that a mayan is matar bezeichlin. If someone is tevil in a mayan, someone immerses himself in a mayan in a spring, even though the water is flowing, that's fine. A mayan is matar bezeichlin. Zeichlin means when the water is flowing. Even when the water is flowing, if it's a mayan, you become tar. Mashenken and mikveh, a collection of rainwater, that's only matar bashbeirin. That only works if the water is stationary. If you have a collection of rainwater which is flowing, that's pasul, that does not make someone tar. Now there's a machlokes in the Mishnah Mikvais, what's a din of an ocean, but we paskin, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskins like a Beisi, that an ocean is matar bezeichlin. Yamim have a din of a mayan, they're matar bezeichlin. So someone could be tevil in ocean water, even when it's flowing, he could be tevil in the ocean water and become tar. So now, there's a machlokes at Paiskim. If the water came from a mayan and now it's no longer connected to the mayan, it has a din of a mayan or a din of a mikvah. You have a spring that comes out of the ground and you use a spring to fill up a collection, to fill up a mikvah full of water, and now it's no longer connected to the spring. It's disconnected. Now, if this water is stationary, of course it would work as a mikvah and you could be tevil in it. But if this water now starts flowing again, and it's no longer connected to the mayan, does that have a din of a mayan? Or it's only as a din of a mayan when it's connected to the source, when it's connected to the water coming out of the ground. Vashayin came when it's nifsak, when it's cut off from the source, it no longer has a din of a mayan. So the Marik learns in the Shita of the Rambam that even when it's disconnected, even when the mayan is no longer connected to the source of the mayan, still, as long as the water came from a mayan, has a din of a mayan, and it's still matar b'zeichlin. So the Chassam Sofer asks, that how could that be possible, based on this Gemara, that really the source of all the rainwater is the Okeanos, is the ocean, and based on the halacha that we have, that the ocean, while it's in the ocean, it's matar b'zeichlin, it has a din of a mayan. So if you're going to say that when the water is disconnected from the mayan, it loses its din mayan, so here also, if water is disconnected from the ocean, as long as it's connected to the ocean, then it could be matar b'zeichlin. But if it's disconnected from the ocean, then it's no longer matar b'zeichlin. We don't have any kash on that. But if you're going to say like the Marik, that even when water is disconnected from the mayan, it still is matar b'zeichlin, so all the rainwater, according to Rabbi Eliezer, came from the ocean. Kol ha'olam kulei mi'okeanos u'sheisa. All the rainwater came from the ocean. So how could there be a din that a mikveh is not matar b'zeichlin, if the source of the mikveh is the ocean, and the ocean is matar b'zeichlin, so then, and the din mayan remains on the water even when it's disconnected from the source, so therefore, what's the pshat that a mikveh is not matar b'zeichlin? The source of all mikveh water, the source of all rainwater is the ocean, and the ocean is matar b'zeichlin. That should be a mefurish raya that once it's disconnected from the source, it loses its din mayan. Because if not, there'll be no such thing as a mikveh. Any rainwater should still have the din mayan of the din of the ocean. That's the Chassam Sofer's kasha on the Marik. And the Chassam Sofer says, V'yesh li'ashiv v'deichik. He doesn't explain. There's a Sefer, Shal Shuvas Lechem Shleimai, from a Gadol before the war, that says that L'chari Pashas, he could answer, that even though we're saying that when it's disconnected from the mayan, it still has the din mayan, but that's only when the water didn't change in form. Mashenkin here, where the water in the ocean was salty water, and then through the oven it became sweet, it turned into water vapor, whatever the case is. So it not only got disconnected from the mayan, but it changed its form. When it changed its form, that's already too removed from the mayan. That would make it lose its thin mayan. That's what you could say. That could be the kavana of the Chassam Sofer, the Yesh Li'ashiv V'deichik. But the Lechem Shleimai points out, and also the Marcheshes, that the whole kasha really doesn't start, because the Marik is very clear that the only case when water that's disconnected from the mayan retains its thin mayan is when the collection of the water occurred while it was still connected to the mayan. Now, as you had a spring, and the spring went and filled up to the mikveh, but when the mikveh was filling up, it was still connected to the mayan. So as the collection happens, it still has a din mayan, and then it gets disconnected from the mayan, so it retains its din mayan, and it's still matar b'zeichlin, it's still matar even though it's flowing. Masha ein kein, when the original collection of the water happened, when it was disconnected from the mayan, the Marik is clear that it wouldn't have a din of a mayim, because the Marik is saying it in the Shita of the Rambam. And the Rambam learns up a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamoshchen kamayin, vanoifim kamikvah. Water that's flowing has a din of a mayim. Water that's dripping has a din of a mikvah. Now, some Rishonim understand noifim to mean rainwater. But the Rambam holds that Moshchen kamayin means when the water flows from the mayim without interruption has a din of a mayim. Hanoifim kamikvah means when the water flows from the mayim with interruption, it flows in drips, it does not have a din of a mayim. So you see clearly that the Rambam holds that even when it's separated, it does not have a din of a mayim. So how does it stem with the Marik that says in a different Rambam that even after you separate it from the mayim, it does have a din of a mayim? So the Marik himself says the answer is that when the original filling up of the mikvah was through separated from the water, separated from the mayim, in other words, it didn't go straight from the mayim into the mikvah, it went behefsik, it went in drips, so then it doesn't have a din of a mayim. That's what it means, hanoifim kamikvah. But if it was meshkin, if it flowed straight from the mayim into the mikvah, and it filled up the mikvah while it was connected to the mayim, so that this mikvah had a din of a mayim, and then it became disconnected, then it retains its din mayim. So according to that, there wouldn't be any kash at all from the Gemara. The rainwater did not come straight from the ocean to the mikvah. The rainwater first got into the clouds and was separated from the ocean, and then it rained, and then it went into the mikvah. So in that case, there is no shita that still has the din of a mayim, and in the middle, it's not Shrech Megamar.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.